I'm here with Rachel Masteller. She is a fourth grade educator at Austin Elementary in Coppell ISD, and I'm really excited to spend some time with Rachel and hear her story. Rachel, can you start with telling us how you landed at teaching fourth grade here in Austin?
Yes. So I began my journey here as a student teacher. I got to do half of my time in fourth grade math, and then I spent the other half in second grade, and they taught all subjects. And just after being at Austin, I knew that this was my place, but I didn't get the job here right out of college. I actually landed a job in Irving, and I taught fourth grade math in Irving, developed a love there. We moved. I got married. We had to move to Greenville, Texas, so I needed a new job. We went to Lovejoy ISD, taught fourth grade math and science. And then I got the opportunity to come back and teach fourth grade math and science at Austin, and I could not pass that up. So we moved the whole family down here. We moved out of Greenville, moved back to Louisville, and I got to come back to Austin, which really feels like my home.
Okay, can you share something about what makes it feel like home?
The people here at Austin, the staff members, everybody cares about each other. And they build you up. And so it's unlike any other place that I've been, where I just feel so comfortable and so able to make mistakes and to take chances and risks and be the educator that I want to be.
I see that. I was just walking onto campus a few minutes ago, and I felt like there was a welcoming committee.
Yes.
Happy to see me, happy to welcome me, and it was just a real pleasant experience just to step onto the campus, so I can only imagine being part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
So let's now get into what math was like for you as a student.
I actually looked back at some of my old yearbooks not that long ago. My mom and I were going through closets, and math was always my least favorite subject.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think back, and I loved school, but I just was not strong in math. And it wasn't until I got to college and I was taking education classes on how to teach math, and they started doing manipulatives and they showed pictures and really broke down the math, that I went, oh, I get it. Like, this makes sense to me. Why would we not have done this from the beginning? And so that's always played a big role in my teaching, is I want to make sure that there's the manipulatives out. There's pictures that are out. There's full explanation. There's different ways to solve it, and kids don't have to just do one standard formula or an algorithm. How else can we get there?
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so before we started recording today, you were talking about bringing in experts in real-world math. I would love for you to share about how you go about doing that.
Yeah, so it really just starts with talking to people in the community, and we'll be out somewhere and somebody will tell me what their job is. And we met somebody that worked for NTTA. And I was like, oh my gosh, every time I drive on the tollway, I look at it and I think about, there's slopes that are going on here. There's erosion, there's weathering. That ties in a lot, I bet, with math and science. So I reached out, and I have to email a lot of times. Like, I'm that annoying person that's just constantly, hi, it's me again, until I get somebody to answer back. And just asking, like, what is it that you do? What makes it interesting? And then bringing them in and hearing their story. How did you get here? What is it that you do on a daily basis? These kids start to think, oh, well, we were just talking about slopes, or we were just talking about erosion. And you do that every day? So there is a purpose behind what my teacher is talking about. There's a reason that we're learning this. And it starts to bring those connections together. And they start to see the big picture.
I love it. So how long ago did you start bringing in experts?
I've been trying to do that my whole teaching career. So when I was in Irving, I went and found a dentist that came in. And we were really working on health. And getting her to come in was my first experience with that. And I loved how excited the kids were that there was a guest that came in. They were engaged. They were asking questions. And I thought, why not try to do this for anything and everything?
I love it. So after the guest expert leaves that day, the next week, the next month, how do you continue to bring that valuable experience back around?
Absolutely. We talk about this experience throughout the rest of the year. Do you remember when Jesse Huila came in and he was talking about the hail? Did you guys see the hail that happened this weekend? And they just start to make those connections and want to talk about, oh yeah, I saw him, or they're looking more out into the real world and saying, well, I saw this going on over here. And hearing those connections and them doing it on their own, I feel like those guest speakers really start to inspire them and make them start thinking a little bit deeper or maybe broader.
I love it. So what advice do you have to educators who may be interested in bringing in experts to talk about real world experiences?
I say, don't be afraid. The sky is the limit with this. If you saw somebody or you were talking to someone and you thought their job was interesting, it's probably the kids are going to think that that's pretty interesting or pretty cool too. And helping form those connections and just kind of showing kids, hey, look, this is where we can tie this in, I think gives them more of that freedom to be able to look out more and find those as well.
I see how you've taken something kind of like a career day mm-hmm. that happens one time and is really formal to something that has a lot of connection to the real content they're learning and spreads it out throughout the year, really intentional, mm-hmm. And on a smaller scale, just in your classroom with your kids.
Right.
I love it. Okay, Rachel, what's next?
Well, right now we've got a lot of reviewing going mm-hmm. on, but this is the perfect time to review those different connections and think back and say, remember this awesome experience that we just had? And the kids are able to take that experience and say, oh yeah, and not just think, oh, I need to know my steps for long division. It's the right. whole process behind it. It's trying to get them to think about those real world problems and where this is applicable.
I love it. Thank you so much for spending this time with me.
Yeah, thank you.